Welcome back to the second hour of the Kingdom Minded Show. I am the Water Walking Warrior, and you know you are right smack dab in the middle of a music-driven journey through Christian hip-hop and rhythm and praise that is designed to inspire you, challenge you, and encourage you to be more kingdom-minded. That's right. That's about time for us to get into this kingdom-minded fat freestyle of the week. Just to give you a little preview of what's coming up, we got still got some more music, some more interviews coming up from the You Are God tour that was over at Rock Church in East Peoria. But we got still got new music coming up by Trip Lee, Battleground City, Gifted the Flamethrower, Ali Rose, just to name a few. So make sure you stay tuned, keep that dial locked. Visit our website at KingdomMindedShow.com. Let's get into this fat freestyle of the week. I think it's time we play another Yavis freestyle. We ain't played a Yavis, formerly known as Street Pastor, freestyle in a while. So here comes the Get 'Em freestyle by Yavis off his free mixtape called They Should Panic, Volume 1, on the Kingdom Minded Show.
Man, I'll get 'em. Yeah. I'ma get him. Okay, let's beat it up and go. Man, I'ma get him. Yeah. I'ma get him. Okay, let's beat it up and go. Man, I'ma get him. Man, I'ma get 'em. Yeah, I'ma get 'em. Okay, let's beat it up and go. Alright, y'all, I got 'em. Jesus is God, I got 'em. Hey yo, Christ is God, I got 'em. Yeah, alright, see. Man, they God don't exist like the Loch Ness, Timo and lava that I spit. This is hot grits, me in the spirit close knit like a mosh pit. Flyer than the flyers, me and Jesus in the cockpit. Now, at this altitude, I'm like, where is gravity? Clarity. In other words, the ground is nowhere to me, now verily. There is only one way to the kingdom, and if I lift his name, that they're alone to bring them. Jesus, those two syllables are minerals, and intervals are intervals, and many roses, miracles. Now, when now, boy? What up, you know my steeds. I'm sleeping on you rappers, 3 Z's. Snoring, ayy. See, they don't understand my flow like I'm foreign or a tourist in the country that you're in, like Europe. They used to say, street man, he alright. Now them boys all jam like a gun that don't shoot right. I'm just in the trash can, homie, it's with you, right? Garbage, you wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. I need my own runway the way I take flight. And you stuck on the land like a metal kite. The boys shine so bright. There is never night. Plus when I die, I'll experience forever life. So yes sir, with this flow, I'm forever nice. Flow flicking off my dome, sorta like a head of lights. Gross, head and shoulders above them. And though they hate me, I still love them. So I take a moment of silence and pray for my foes. I'm nimble as a ballerina, staying on my toes. Life goes slow as the bullets fly. But I'm beyond past sitting and wondering why. So I preach Jesus to everything under the sky. Wrap to their minds to unwrap the lies. And as they pour they look into the concrete, I greet them with shalom and blessings as our palms meet. On my Phillies arms out, I'm in arm's reach. And I don't say a whole lot, I let my life preach. In hopes that they might see who Christ be. And cause them to act like my name's Spike Lee. Director, simply a light reflector. The streets professor with a lifelong lecture. Can we please have a moment of silence? For 12 months to doing time and confinement. He used to say, cuzzo, you know where you find me. Right around the bread like a pack of salami. And I replied, Twomp, boy, you know what I'm on. I'm trying to save ours like I switch time zones. I said, Twomp, man, you know what I'm on. I'm trying to save ours like I switch time zones. Yeah. I know I said I was going straight through on this one, but I think I messed up on the like second beat. So we can go back and fix that up. Yeah. Oh yeah, I read to know.
Coming up next here is Ali Rose with You Save Me. It's produced by BM2, my man, Shout out to BM too, man. Keep grinding, brother.
Even though I wasn't perfect, every time I reached out for a hand, it was a burden. I tried to make them love me, I just couldn't earn it. Was searching for a purpose, fronting on the surface, but deep inside I can't deny there's more to life than hurting. Thought I must be ugly, all they ever did was judge me, abuse, push and shove me, deceive me and corrupt me. I put my self-worth into whatever came first, anything to quench my thirst, it got worse. And as I sank deeper, I finally hit the bottom. And guess who was there to come and save me from my problems?
Save me from myself, turn me from the sin, show me who I was, change me from within. And I was on my own, won't be that way again. I never let you go, I'm riding to the end. Cause Father, you saved me.
Process of restoration. I got a lot of guilt inside and self-condemnation. At times my past haunts me when I'm by myself and tries to tempt me into being who the Father killed. Sometimes I fall and I feel the worst, and I feel alone and my feelings hurt. But then he shows up and shows me what redemption is, and how forgiveness isn't limited to just the present tense. My past is gone, not just disappeared, not its existence but dominion over future years. And there's hope in that, and it gives me peace. My shortcomings won't limit who I'm meant to be. That means I'm meant to breathe. More than that, I'm meant to love. Change won't ever come if I ain't changed from who they thought I was. It's not just who I am, but who I am in him, which means I'm called to give everything that I am like him.
Turn me from the sin, show me who I was, change me from within. And I was on my own, won't be that way again. I never let you go, I'm riding to the end. Cause Father, you saved me.
With You Save Me. Coming up next, we're going to go ahead and get another interview in here. This is an interview with the MB, aka the Mama's Boy, and this was from the You Are God tour at Rock Church. All right, what's happening, everybody? This is the Water Walking Warrior here, live at the You Are God birthday celebration, and I'm here with one of the birthday artists that we're celebrating his birthday, Zach Iapa, aka the MB. How you doing, Zach?
Good, man. Good. Thank you.
Good, good. Man, I just got to say happy birthday and tell you, man, I love watching you perform, watching you minister. You bring so much energy. How do you get all that energy, man?
I thank you, first off, foremost, but it's nothing I can say for myself. You know, before every show, I just get lost in God and, pray before every event, just get lost in the worship and just whatever God has for me. It's not anything. I don't even know where I get the energy. It's like I become a different person. And right now I'm quiet and I'm tired. But when you get to talking about to God, and you just, it's like you're a whole completely another person. And that's just God working through me, and I can't take any credit for it at all. So.
That's awesome, man. That's good. How many years have you been doing hip hop now?
I really started when I was about 16. I'm 22, so about 6 years now. I've released two albums. I'm currently one in 2008, one in 2010. I've met a lot of people doing it. Now I'm working on a current mixtape. It's called The Power of Love, and it's just going to be. I'm taking a long time, past 2-3 years, to write it and find beats and work with certain particular artists. And I got three different studios I'm walking in, working into, and just putting a lot of work and effort into this. And it's going to be the most. It's the project I'm most passionate about, I can say, as I'm growing older and getting more wise about the whole industry and everything. And just God's been revealing a lot of stuff to me. I've been getting inspired by the craziest things. And I don't want to give too much out because it's still in the works. I'm still writing some of it. But The Power of Love, hopefully in the next 5-6 months it'll be out. And it's going to be something I'm most excited about in the whole rap career.
Okay, awesome, man. I appreciate that. I know you're going to hook us up when it comes out.
You guarantee it. Guarantee it.
All right, now I know you guys on the You Are God tour, you've traveled around a little bit now. Tell us a little bit about how the tour has been so far, maybe some good, just where you've seen God just blow your mind.
First of all, God's blown my mind with just having two independent artists even put this together. We got to see K-Drama and D-Mob last year sometime, come to Peoria area, and we and Greg just looked at each other, and we're talking after that event because Identity got to open up for that event, and we said, hey, why can't we be doing that? You know, we're just as passionate, but obviously they're on a record label, so their expenses were a little paid for, covered a little bit more than ours, so we had to really start from scratch. And that's when we really just put our heads together and we said, you know, we just prayed and said, hey God, this is of you, open up some doors. And all we did was go on some social networking sites, Twitter, Facebook, release some information about what we want to do. Before we know it, we had schools, colleges, churches calling us up and said, hey, we're interested in this. Would you guys come out and do it? And so God really, from the first show we did till today, you know, it started the beginning of March 2nd. And our first show was in Texas, of all places. And for us to even get down there and back, you know, the 18-hour drive, gas, car rental, hotels, I mean, that is it's an expensive thing to do, especially for two independent artists that we record out of our closets. You know, we're not ashamed. We just do whatever we have to do to get the gospel out there. But for even the funds to come in and for people just to donate and give their time and effort and support, the whole event, the whole tour has been a God bless. And it's hard, you know, at times Satan doesn't take a vacation from attacking you when you go on tour. It's even worse fighting off sickness and you know, traveling and trying to find places and you know, just everything that goes, working with different people. But God's been good through it all. We haven't had any accidents. We've been healthy and we've really grown closer together, you know, being on the road together. It's challenging at times for me personally because I'm a full-time student at UIS in Springfield. I work 2-3 jobs. Now I'm trying to, you know, we're traveling every weekend, coming back on weekdays so I can turn in my assignments and take some tests and then check in work and catch up on my work. And then my parents are pastors of a Faith Outreach Christian Center in Sherman, so I have to keep up with the church. It's a small church, so I try to keep up, and I'm the drummer and all that. So it's hard and challenging at times to keep up on my responsibilities as well as my hobbies and my ministry. But, you know, when God puts something in you, if he opens a door, he'll make a way to go through it. So it's challenging, but with God, all things are possible. So that sums it up pretty well.
Amen. That's good. Now, for the listeners who haven't heard of you, don't know where they can get a hold of you, give them some contact information.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter.com/Ayappa. That's A-Y-A-P-P-A. I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/Zach, Z-A-C-H dot Ayappa, A-Y-A-P-P-A. Zach Ayappa is my real name. Mama's Boy is my performing name. I'm on SoundCloud. Just search Zach Ayappa. I'm on YouTube, Zach Ayappa, Z-A-C-H-A-Y-A-P-P-A. You can drop me an email, ZachAyappa@AOL.com. And you can Google me, and it'll probably take you to my Facebook and my Twitter. And I will admit, I have Googled myself before. That's how I know this, so.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate it. And again, happy birthday. May the Lord bless you with many, 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 many more years.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Just heard from the MB, a.k.a. Mama's Boy. And this song coming up right now is off his first album. This song is called Hey Now on the Kingdom Minded Show.
We got people living and people dying, children missing, families fighting, divorces coming, abortions on the way. Daddy never came home after work today. Look at the guy just looking for some food. Nobody ever thinks he will do any good. Well, what about the lady working two jobs a day? No one ever thought that abuse was a fate. Or what about the kid that just wants to fit in? He will do anything that'll make you want to grin. Or about the girl that just went too far? Now the fact of love just seems too hard. Flip through the channels now, what do you see? The invasion of another country. Or that guy strapped to a bomb. He's sick of living now, something seems wrong. Saying, hey now, what you gonna do? I'm saying, hey now, the choice is up to you. We need to work together, live by example, make the whole world better. Saying, hey now, what you gonna do? I'm saying, hey now, the choice is up to you. We need to work together, live by example, make the whole world better. Now they trying to fix all the problems, cover them up, but don't dissolve them. Maybe we keep the kids busy enough, they won't grow up, realize, do all that stuff. No family meals and no communication. No, I love you, just all the hate. And now we got kids with bruises on the wrist. Now we got kids wanting in a relationship. Now we got kids watching nothing but porn. Some kids don't have a chance to be born. Let's get drunk and let's get high. Let's see if we can do it with this guy. Let's have a party and get some girls. Try to get with them and follow the world. Everyone knows a person who is like this. What you gonna do now? How you gonna fight it? Hey now, what you gonna do? I'm saying, hey now. The choice is up to you. I'm saying, hey now. What you gonna do? I'm saying, hey now. The choice is up to you. I'm saying, hey now. What you gonna do? I'm saying, hey now. The choice is up to you. We need to work together, live by example, make the whole world better. Saying, hey now. What you gonna do? I'm saying, hey now. The choice is up to you. We need to work together, live by example, make the whole world better. Hey now. What you gonna do? I'm saying, hey now. The choice is up to you. We need to work together, live by example, make the whole world better.
Thank you, Jesus, for the calling you have put on my life. Now is the time. I will not back down for what you've called me to do.
I'm taking a stand right here, right now, and I won't turn back, no, I won't bow down. Trying the impossible, possible ain't working. Just look around, see the people that are hurting. I've got the power, now let me use it. I've got the power, now let me prove it. No, I don't think, I know I can. Jesus on my mind, in the Bible in my hand. Packed in fans, traveling all across the land. Can't wait for tomorrow, cause the time is at hand. Saying, hey now, we gotta answer the call. Hey now, we gotta leave these four walls. Hey now, it's up to you. Hey now, what you gonna do? Hey now.
Coming up next is Trip Lee with Beautiful Life off The Good Life.
Beautiful, beautiful life.
Dear sister, I hear the place you at. I know it ain't nothing easy about going through that. There's a baby in your womb, but you wasn't trying to do that. You'd take it all back if you knew that, but you ain't have a clue that. That time with your boyfriend that late night, when you thought you was making love that you would make life, and that was feeling unfair. Made it ain't like you ain't got a life. Shoot, the timing really ain't right. Can't quite tell you that I understand your pain, but I know you shouldn't feel discouraged and ashamed. And I know that baby in your stomach ain't game. He's got a heartbeat, he's about to grow a little brain. He's depending on his mama. God already knows his name. You're made in God's image, and that baby is the same. Give him life. But that seed in her stomach, so your heart aches hard. Feeling trapped, like prisoners behind those bars. The hand's been dealt, but you don't wanna take those cards. On the step, and think about the choice. That baby in her womb, she ain't really got a voice. So she really needs her daddy to love her and rejoice. She's a blessing from the Lord, she don't need to be destroyed. Don't abandon her mama, love her and support her. She's in pain now too, she needs someone there for her. But don't let her hurt your baby girl alive in the womb. Cause homie, you'll be looking in her eyes pretty soon. Hey, don't get me wrong. Look, I agree that we should give women race. That goes for unborn women too. Give them life. You who wish you would have gave that baby birth, but it's too late now, cause your child ain't around. I know it hurts to your core, that guilt is weighing you down. But I've got good news and some healing for your hurts. Christ Jesus came, he descended to the earth, but he ain't come for good people or even the just. He came into the world just for sinners like us. So yeah, he's really grieved when we take our baby's life, cause he made him, but he came to save us from our plight. He came shining light that he can save us from our night. Erase us all the shame, homie, he can make us right. Confess it and believe in the one who paid your cost. He died in your place, there's forgiveness at the cross. He can give us life.
Life inside, living, moving, breathing, so let hope arise. God knew what he was doing when he came.
Wow, that's some straight ministry right there. That's Trip Lee off his new album called The Good Life. And it's called Beautiful Life. Carlos, DJ Primo, Avila led a beautiful life as well. Unfortunately, he's no longer here on this earth. He went home to be with the Lord. But this song was put together by some of his real good friends and some of the people who loved him. And so this song is a tribute to DJ Primo.
Oh, Carlos Avila, I'ma miss you, boy. You was my people. Yeah, your life proved this world is evil. How can Satan deceive you? Yeah, depression is as ill as disguise. It got me speechless when I look into your children's eyes. Know our Father's great sufficient, so I'm wishing that he let you in them gates. Through faith you went from atheist to Christian. In Romans 10 and 9, let me know it's better times, cause I know you believed our Father rose after he hung and died.
More than music, bigger than rap. I know you up in heaven, hit him with that Primo scratch. Reality sets in, and dog is still hard for me. Primo was my DJ, spin them records hard for me. Speaking per logic to stop the malicious gossip. Whatever it was is between him and the highest. My love never wavers, it is what it is. My prayers only the best for Sue Haley and the kids.
Man, just the other day, you was mixing on the ones and twos. But now you dead and gone, you made it home. Now I'm saluting you, and now I'm like Faith Evans, thinking I'll be missing you. And reminisced on how you were the coldest DJ I ever knew. Yeah, you fought for my freedom. I see the truth, follow while you lead them. Until the next time we meet again, I'll keep pushing through and fight the good fight of faith. Cause I know that's what you would do.
Yeah, this the hardest verse I ever had to write. Trying to use 8 bars to sum up your life. When the news broke, then the tears fell. I cried so hard to the point that my eyes swelled. The last thing I did, the last thing I said, the last time time I saw you, it's playing through my head. I told you I love you, I meant it from my heart. I salute you, soldier. Yeah,
can't even grasp that you were here the other day, but now you're dead and gone. Can't understand the reason, but your legacy will live on. You took a hard road, but ran an amazing race. And last time I saw you spin, you had a smile on your face. You served your country well, plus your community. Gave hip-hop hope on Tuesday, and you brought some unity. Seize your opportunity on showing love and serving others. Now I'm missing you and coping with my much-loved brothers.
Hometown hero. Primo wasn't no average Joe. We're gonna miss you with hip-hop hope, yeah. Quiet director with no rope. Much love DJ wrecked the show, yeah. Chopped and screwed it, king of slow. One of core DJs, they all know. You're a legend, pushed us to grow, yeah. I know that life didn't please ya, so you gave it up to meet Jesus. I ain't mad at ya, I'm sad at the fact that Christian hip-hop still needs ya. I need ya, but it's cool though. We gon' honor you cause you're Primo. Make sure your kids grow up to know you left the legacy. See you later, bro.
From the bottom of my heart, a place that you can't see, that the Holy Spirit searched out and pulled out of me. So it's the truth when I spit it. That's the only way you'll get it. When I say that DJ Primo's in heaven, case submitted. He was a father, a son, a husband and a friend, a fighter for his country and all the brethren. He was a frontline soldier for the things he loved, and now his death became a gate to the life he lives above. Come on.
DJ in the military, my dog was always serving. Wish it was more that I could do to help you get through all the turbulence. Whenever you called, I picked up. Whenever I prayed, I lift you up. I can't explain the hurt I feel, nor my words just wasn't enough. My God, I'm so scarred, memories hurt to think of. But gotta stay tough, until my face stay handcuffed. So heady, you and them babies, not alone up in this life we living. This is words from my heart, signing off sincerely gifted.
Don't forget to pray for DJ Primo's family, his wife and two children. They're certainly going to need the Lord's peace and understanding in this season as they grieve. Coming up next, we got an interview with DJ Mayday from the Streetlight Radio Show as he was at the You Are God tour.
All right, we're here live at the You Are God and the birthday celebration with Identity Be Free 0.5 and the Mama's Boy, and we cannot forget about the DJ, because I love DJs. So I'm here with my man DJ Mayday from Springfield. What's up, DJ Mayday? How you doing, man?
Doing real good, doing real good. The tour was a success. It was a great time. We went to several different cities, Kansas City, Elgin, topped it off here in Peoria. It was just a real good time. Got to see God move in every venue that we went to. Definitely lived up to the name, the You Are God Tour.
Amen, that's good. Now, as a DJ, you get to stand in the background, but you're really helping everybody out. But when I say that, you stand in the background, you're watching the crowd. And when the artist might just kind of be like, you know, they might be ministering, the lights might be bright, but you really kind of get to see everything that's going on. What kind of stuff have you seen where God has just blown your mind and just made you say, wow?
Probably down in Kansas City. On this tour here, we were at Muncie Christian School. Both artists had a set lined out, but God was just really moving in the venue. So we altered things up a little bit, ended up skipping a couple songs just because the Spirit of God was moving. He was telling us, you know, to kind of slow it down a little bit. There were a lot of youth there that, even though it was a Christian school, not all of the kids that went there were saved. And we just saw the Spirit move that day, and 20 to 25 kids rededicated or first time dedicated their lives to Jesus Christ. So That was one of the big moments of the tour right there.
Yeah, hallelujah, man. I'd blast my shofar right now if I had it in my hand. Okay, cool. Well, this if y'all didn't recognize, this is DJ Mayday from the Streetlight Radio Show in out of Springfield, Illinois. And just want to give a big shout out to Streetlight Radio, doing big things in Springfield. They got an event coming up this Monday. By the time this airs, you probably won't. It'll be past, but they do it every month. So why don't you tell us about Music with a Message?
Music with a Message is just a ministry. A friend of mine, Mike Fallon, and I came up with. It's kind of patterned after what Trey Nine of DeSouth.com does down in Houston, Texas. The Boys and Girls Club in Springfield has allowed us to use their facility on one Monday a month. So what we do is we bring the gospel to the kids that we feel that the church isn't hitting. So each month we bring in a notable hip-hop artist, as well as have local talent. We have praise dancers, games for the kids, free food, and most of all, we just share the gospel and show God's love to the kids and encourage them, you know, to dedicate their lives to Jesus Christ. So that's what we do. You can find us on theoutletillinois.org. Is our website. Music with a Message is a branch of a mentoring program called The Outlet. So that's where you can look us up at.
All right, man. That's beautiful. I love it. I love it. All right. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find your contact information? I know you do mega mixes sometimes, which are tight. I can't do it myself. You know, so I listen to yours. But why don't you tell everyone, give everybody your contact information. And if they want to get a DJ at their event, how they can get a hold of you.
You can find me on Facebook. It's DJ Mayday 116 or Streetlight Radio. You can also hit us up on our website, streetlightradio.com. We're on SoundCloud at DJ Mayday 116. We're on Mixcloud at DJ Mayday 116. Or you can hit us on the email tip at info@streetlightradio.com.
All right, you heard it. Thank you, Mayday.
Thank you.
Love you, brother. Pray God blesses your ministry.
Thank you, sir. Give a big shout out to my man, the Water Walking Warrior, and Mr. Rob, right here on the Kingdom Minded Radio Show.
Uh-oh, you guys hear that? I think I know what time it is. Yeah, yeah. Time for the Kingdom Minded birthday roll call. First and foremost, I want to give a happy birthday shout out to one of my best friends on this planet Earth, Spencer Holliger, my brother from another mother. Man, I love you, brother. Happy birthday. May God bless you and your family. Happy birthday to Crystal Benezra. Happy birthday to The Navigator. He's an artist from down south. And then we got a couple of my fellow One Accord DJ Alliance DJs. Happy birthday to DJ Tony Tone at the East Coast. And then happy birthday also to Fudge. Haha, that's right. Sean Patrick Green. Happy birthday, my brother. May the Lord bless you, and I look forward to getting to know you guys even better as we fellowship on the conference calls and just everything. So happy birthday to everybody out there. If you had a birthday this week and we missed you and you didn't call it in, if you want to call it in, you can call it in at 775-375-KMRS. You could also email it to us or let us know on Twitter at KingdomMindedRS. All right, coming up next is Willie Mo Jr., a.k.a. P-Dub, and Bizzle with Get Low on the Kingdom Minded Show.
I know we taking over the world right now for the kingdom, but we gotta keep it humble though. You gotta stay low, alright? Go on, go back to war.
Got over my head, yeah. Only time will tell if I'm right or wrong in my beliefs. I'm just saying cause he come without warning like a thief. Can't you see? If I'm right and you wrong, you gon' slumber in a hell hotter than Phoenix, Arizona in the summer, but mercy over judgment. I hope you been enlisted. Ain't no heaven without Jesus. Ain't no life if you ain't Christian. I feel like this gon' get 'em mad, but I ain't worried. I'm protected by the King. Holy Ghost, my secret service. Adversaries getting nervous. The
is for. The cross is my example. I'm so grateful, so I praise you, Lord. Not for what you do for me, just simply for who you are. Thank you for the favor, but Jesus, you are the only star.
When it get down to the wire,
that pride gotta go.
Cause for me to live from higher,
it's gonna take for me to get low,
get low.
Let the Lord be the Lord and get low,
get low,
get low.
No.
Let him shine, let him go, let him drive, let it go. Though I know humility goes against everything you know. Get low,
get low.
Let the Lord be the Lord and get low,
get low,
get low.
When I say get low, I don't mean on that dance floor. Hey. Jesus Christ, who I stand for. Yeah. He the king of this castle, got that book tucked with that strap code. I position to get mashed on. Yeah. I don't claim to be the man, no, I'm just a sinner, his hands on. I chill whenever the Lord say chill, when I get him whenever he say get him. Moving for the head of the enemy, ready when you better be on everything, I'd rather be with him. Yeah. We on a mission, and it won't cease till we lead the enemy in a lethal condition. Feeble and weak, beaten, left in the street, leaking. He the king and we are his children. I know this thing ain't about me, he could do all this without me. Yeah. If he choose to include me, then just check your fruit and don't doubt me. I lift him up and I stay low. Ain't a place that he can't go. J to E to S, U S, O, yes, the name that I bank on. I'm young, I'm fly, I'm saved though. His blood run through my veins though. In love with the covenant, covered up under it, tell the grave that I can't go. My faith high, my pride low. I keep the word of my God close. Now I can see with my eyes closed. Glory go to the Most High.
When it get down to the wire, that pride gotta go. Cause for me to live from higher, it's gonna take for me to get low,
get low.
Let the Lord be the Lord and get low,
get low,
get low.
No.
Let him shine, let him go, let him drive, let it go. Though I know humility goes against everything you know. Get low,
get low.
Let the Lord be the Lord and get low,
get low,
get low.
That was P Dub and Bizzle with Get Low off Best of Both Worlds.
Three, two, one.
And that means it's time for the identity portion of the interviews that we did on the You Are God tour at Rock Church. So here we go.
All right, it's the Water Walking Warrior here live at the You Are God and birthday celebration here at Rock Church in East Peoria, Illinois, still. And we are just having a blast out here with Identity, Be Free, DJ Ezra, DJ Mayday, Point Five, and who else? Oh, Mama's Boy, Mama's Boy. Thank you. We talked to him earlier. So we're going to talk to Identity now. We got Little Switcher, Vicky T, that's right, and D-Vez. And we're missing one, but that's all right. We'll give Sky Breezy a shout out right now. So, how you guys doing, man?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. The tour is going really, really great. We got to see a lot of kids get saved when we went to the Kansas event at Muncie Christian High School. Texas show went pretty good. We got to see a lot of people seek God, you know, people that doesn't usually go to church, or, you know, they're usually on the streets, or just, you know, being about their lives, see them get transformed. Also, we got to connect with a lot of people at different events, and yeah, we build up some character and friendship with a lot of people, fellowshipping in God's name. And tonight was just a really good service, and I just pray that people, you know, take home what they have heard and took it into their ears. So definitely a good service.
Yeah, amen. I know it was, and you guys rocked it, man. Vicky T, you stepped, I don't want to say you're stepping it up, but it seems like you're coming out of your shell a little bit more with every time I hear you with your vocals and your singing. What's the process been like coming from, like, when you started out to now, and just like getting free in God as you perform, as you minister?
Well, it's definitely been different because I started off doing like contemporary worship, and I've always I know my brother's stuff. I've always been a fan of Identity before I even joined, but actually being a part of it and performing and stuff was kind of like, okay, now I have to transition from contemporary to hip hop, and it was a big step for me. And I was kind of like, oh, okay, how do I do this? What do I do? How do I, explore this? But God's been really opening me up, and people have been speaking to me about stepping out of my shell doing this, because it's just awesome, and I'm excited where I've been. It's been a journey, because at first I was just kind of reserved, but I do feel myself getting more open, and I thank God for that.
Amen. You can tell you're doing it too. It sounds good. And we got D-Vez, and this is, I don't know, D-Vez, aka Crazy Legs. I don't know if you got any other AKAs. D-Vez, how much do you practice dancing? Because you are the dancer of the group.
Well, I practice anytime, everywhere. I mean, like, some of the times I'll just be walking down the street, just randomly, just dancing. Yeah, God has trained me up and just gave me the love for dancing and, like, dance like David did. And that's just, it's just amazing. Like at first, I was kind of confused, about the Christian life and everything like that. I thought I had to give up my dancing and everything, so I wasn't really that connected to it. And then, Christian hip-hop, stuff like that came around, and I was like, oh, man, I can still dance. And then it made me think to myself of that moment, like, back in sixth grade, I was at a dance, and, I mean, I didn't know how to dance. I didn't even know how to do, the electric slide or anything like that. And I was just like, this person challenged me to dance. And I used to watch dance videos a lot at my grandma's house in the summer because it was boring there. And I was like, someone help me. Because a lot of people make fun of me and they push me in a circle. And I was like, someone help me. And I said it in my head. And then I just danced. And man, it made me go back to that and realize God gave me this dancing. And so this is what I meant to do. This is why he gave me the dance, and I'm going to use it for God because he gave it to me. So,
yeah. Amen. That's awesome, man. That's everybody out there. Just if God's giving you something to do, do it. Don't worry about what other people are saying. Man, just all of you, the whole group, you guys are probably in Central Illinois. This is the scene. And I don't want you guys, I know you guys aren't the leaders, but you guys are just doing it big and steady going, and I know I appreciate it, and I think everybody else out there does.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, and want to give a shout out to everybody who doesn't know God, that you come to get to know God, because he's going to be the best in your life. You know, put aside your differences, your pride, and if you don't believe God's real, how about you go find out yourself? How about you go seek God, and you'll see that he's real. And once again, we thank everybody who supported the Euro God Tour. Thank you for my family. Thank you for Zach's family, which we consider family. We thank you for everybody, like the Street Life Radio Show, Kingdom Minded Show, everybody, Full Gospel, our churches who have been there for us since the beginning and supporting us. And we would like to see you guys be with us from the top down, and you know what I'm saying, just be out there repping Christ to the fullest. It's ID, baby. You already know.
Man, thank you so much. And again, happy birthday, little switcher.
Yeah.
Here is Identity with Moving On off their album called Identity Crisis on the Kingdom Minded Show.
COG, Sky Breezy, AKY.
Walking, I just let my dream. I'm flashing, closing videos, stacking all sorts of cream. I wanted big dreams, that's what I thought I needed. I was a selfish one, my life was not completed. I was that right guy, Mr. Right Guy. But I knew in my soul I wasn't living the right life. I was a young boy making all kinds of music. Sky's the limit was a theme, I had the water to it. It was all good, I'm on top of the world. I'm doing big things, getting all kinds of girls. Until I messed up, I started doing bad.
all in church, praising and trying to sing. Went to the youth group, a big role model. But when she got to school, turned crazy and popping bottles. Cause she was having fun, away from home playing. But then hit rock bottom, now on her knees praying. Father God, this life is so not worth it. The flesh is bubbling inside, so quickly past my surface. And now I'm feeling worthless, apart by all the sin. God, if you free me from this trap, I'm never going back again. So God forgave her and took her by the hand. He whispered in her ear, revealed his new plan. See, this girl had such a voice, a gift that was divine. But as the years rolled on, she said the gift was mine. Poof, now it's over, no singing songs or dance. When God gives you one life, now make it for his hands.
Never gonna turn back when I'm
Alright, we got one more interview from the tour stop, and this is with Youth Pastor Juan Rios Jr., my friend, my brother. Here we go.
Alright, here we are at the You Are God and birthday celebration at Rock Church, and I have got the youth pastor here at Rock Church, Juan Rios Jr., my brother, my friend, and just want to take a couple minutes with him. How you doing, Pastor Juan?
I'm doing good, Brian. Thanks for asking, man. I appreciate it. How you been?
I've been good. You know, I just really appreciate your ministry out here. The youth group seems to be doing really well, and you guys are real open to Christian hip hop. Was there any transition when you got here from what was going on to Christian hip hop?
Well, I mean, the church is called Rock Church because it is that. It's a rock and roll style worship. So when I got here, I was like, Lord, why would you put me in a rock church knowing that my heart is the streets and it is hip-hop? So when I got here, it was kind of awkward from that aspect. And then as we just started doing life together and just saw really the heart of worship. I mean, it's not really just about hip-hop worship or rock worship or contemporary worship. It's just about worship. And when I could finally, like, 3 weeks had passed before I could finally even wrap my head around listening to rock worship, that I was like, Lord, I just got to hear you in this. And, you know, when I really found that place, it's one of the things that we try to push to our kids right now is don't make one thing the only form of worship that you do know. And just because Christian hip hop works for you, don't feel like it's wrong just because it's different from what everybody else is doing. Whatever your form of worship is what you need to really plug into and just tap into.
Amen. That's good. And I know the kids out here just love you, man. They... And it's easy to do because you're a great person, you're a great man of God. And but how have the kids out here changed you and affected you?
Oh man, they've made me be consistent. And I really think that that's what you see even in our youth group. Everybody always asks me, like, man, what are you doing? What are you doing to grow? Like, everybody, every time I come out, it just seems to be growing and doing this. What are you doing? What curriculum are you using? And we don't. I mean, my biggest thing is I've been consistent in their lives. I'm teaching them about Jesus. I'm loving them like Jesus would love them. And I've just been consistent, man. And I just think in that consistency of just being here for them no matter what, whether they mess up and they bump their head and they need somebody to talk to, like, I've just been here to just love on them like Christ has loved me. You know what I mean? And in doing that, it's a true, genuine feeling. So, like, when you come in, you even feel welcome. Then you're like, oh, man, these kids are just wild. Like, they're praying for each other. They're doing it. Because it's all about Jesus and it's all about love. And if you could just keep it that simple, I call it
keep it simple, stupid. You know what I mean? If you can keep it that simple sometimes and just keep it about Jesus and not make it about a curriculum or something cool that I do that I could attract the kids with, it's really worked well for us. And I would just really encourage any other ministers out there, just like, man, find your niche and what makes you passionate about God and use that to like influence the kids. Because if not, kids, especially teenagers, could read fake. And if like I'm out of my element and I try to push like a rock style worship, it ain't gonna work because it doesn't excite me. But when I could do me and I could come out with my flat bill or my tats or even come out to listening to Thistle or Cray or Jason, like that is like what excites me and that's what gets me going. And they see the excitement in me, so they want to like tap in and find that excitement for themselves. So I think that that's like our biggest form of growth has been just be consistent and keep it all about Jesus.
That's good. We also want to take a second to say thank you to Pastor Chuck Tate. And he's the head pastor out here, senior pastor out here, too. All right. If anybody wants to chop it up with you or just, you know, if there's anybody out there that wants to even visit the church, can you give them some contact information?
Yeah, definitely. Our website is rcpeoria.org. You can reach me by emailing me anything at juan.rios@rcpeoria.org or just call me, man. I'm in 309-453-1016. I'm on Facebook. My number's on there, so I don't care about putting it out there. Everybody's like, you're nuts. It's on Facebook. So just call me. If there's anything I could do for anybody, man, I'd love to.
All right. Thank you for your time, man. But man of God, I love you.
Thank you, man. I love you, too. I love what you're doing with Kingdom Minded. Keep it up. It's something that's definitely needed, and it's definitely making a difference in Peoria. So thank you.
Shout out to Rock Church for hosting the You Are God tour that night. We had a great time that night.
Yeah.
Here is a Show Baraka song. This one is called Hello Change, about what is on the radio and what we need to change in.
Yeah, I live a nightmare that I can't escape. Rape, crime, and hate over 808s. Hello, New Year, we can be a resolution. We bring solutions, they only spit pollution.
Radio filled with intoxication, also plots of assassination. I found out it's exaggeration.
My favorite artist now sounds like an average rapper that sound bites. He would rap about real life, but since he left, he don't sound right. Yeah, they get a trophy to the loudest coward. He ain't the wisest in the room, he just talks the loudest. Me and my radio got real beef. I promise, baby, that sucker tried to kill me. Radio, killing me. DJ, killing me. I was in love with your girl, but now you killing me. Copycat, killing me. Industry, killing me. Girl, you keep playing the same stuff, you killing me. Say we want change, we want change. And we ain't going till we get it, going till we get it. Say we want change, and we ain't going till we get it.
I went to the mall the other day. I heard a call from the other way. This dude I went to school with, I was once so cool with. He now rapping that foolishness like, come on, show, that ain't who I is. Write those lies just to feed my kids. He getting pimped by the music biz. In other words, he just kills to live. Hit that dude with an awkward silence. Once was a smart kid, graduated college, nerd in school, now selling us violence. He acts sad now, like it's really so important, but it'll never change, cause his bank account and choices. And now I'm a hater, cause I disapprove of poison. He's socially responsible for his ignorant choices. He's not commentating on the game, he's cheerleading. While he lives off blood money, our back's still bleeding. Radio, killing me. DJ, killing me. I was in love with your girl, but now you killing me. Copycat, killing me. Industry, killing me. Girl, you keep playing the same stuff, you killing me. Say we want change, we want change. And we ain't going till we get it, going till we get it. Say we want change. And we ain't going till we get it, going till we get it. Lies on the radio, radio. Lies on the video, video. Lies everywhere I go, where I go.
That was Show Baraka with Hello Change. We come to the end of another Kingdom Minded show. Mr. Rob and I want to thank you sincerely for listening to this show. Without you, there would be no Kingdom Minded show. We do it for you. If you want to hear a song on the show next week, call us at 775-375-KMRS, or you can text a request there. You can also drop us a line on our website at kingdommindedshow.com. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you want to hear, because this is your show. We hope you enjoyed the journey that we took today as we had interviews with the You Are God Tour. And a little announcement here. I don't think we made an official announcement, but we are Kingdom Minded has partnered up with Battleground City from Tucson, Arizona. You know, we're just kind of co-laboring for the Lord. And this next song is going to show you why. But thanks for listening today. Here's Battleground City with Without Christ.
Battleground City. Without Christ, there's no reason for life. I want you by my side always, yeah. Trusting in you, cast my fears on you. I will trust in you, you'll never fail. Without Christ, there's no reason for life. I want you by my side always, yeah. Trusting in you, cast my fears on you. I will trust in you, you'll never fail. Lord, I've tried to reason why I can't believe you. I'm just so evil, but you still love me. Changed me from a broken man and called me a saint. This is a part of your plan for me. I've been struggling daily. Bills seem to come on the daily. Tithing seems so shady. Trust is what I need. Then take a look at myself and I say to myself that God brought me through so much. I'm still standing.
Smile, just smile. Cast your burdens onto the Lord. Smile, just smile. Cast your burdens onto the Lord.
Without Christ, there's no reason for life. I want you by my side. On you, I will trust in you, you'll never fail. Without Christ, there's no reason for life. I want you by my side always, yeah. Resting in you, cast my cares on you. I will trust in you, you'll never fail.
I go feeling that I'm blessed, though I'm dealing with the stress when I can't make my car payment, can't make my rent. All my mortgage is behind and the bills keep stacking up. Money's low, comes and goes, no chance of catching up. Back it up, I'm running cold, skeptical. Where's my faith at? I'm stuck and go on a muddy road. Where's my brakes at? Pull it back, there ain't no storm I can't stand through. I'm cool with that, God won't give me more than I can handle.
Smile, just smile.
Smile. My side always, yeah. Resting in you, cast my cares on you. I will trust in you, you'll never fail. Without Christ, there's no reason for life. I want you by my side always, yeah. Resting in you, cast my cares on you. I will trust in you, you'll never fail.
Psalms 55, verse 22. Cast your burdens onto the Lord, and He will sustain you. Yeah, Battleground City. Yeah. It's your boy, Psalm Star. I got the Ark with me, the Shantice.
This is the Water Walking Warrior, and we are signing off here at the Kingdom Minded Show. We'll see you next week. We hope something was stirred up in you to be more kingdom-minded. Until next week, grace and peace.